From Washington, this is VOA News.
I'm David Byrd reporting. Overseas voting is underway for French citizens in the crucial presidential runoff between far-right candidate Marine Le Pen and centrist candidate Emmanuel Macron. Anne-Marie Peters voted for Macron in New York City.
It's very simple. It's because I think France has to stay with Europe. I think she's a populist, she's dangerous, and she's part of those bully presidents in the world. She's part of that kind of a global bully.
Micheline Sorrentino cast her ballot for Marine Le Pen.
Why is it important? Because I think she's the best place, you know, the best person who could resolve some of the problem that there is in France, period. I don't believe in this other guy.
Meanwhile, a French government official says the state cybersecurity agency will investigate a hacking attack that targeted presidential candidate Emmanuel Macron. The official said the Macron team asked the Campaign Oversight Commission to bring in the cybersecurity agency ANSSI to study the hack. Documents were taken from Macron's campaign and mixed with fake documents and then published on social media Friday. Thousands of women, many of them dressed in all white, marched in Venezuela's capital Saturday, continuing more than a month of demonstrations against President Nicolas Maduro. The ongoing demonstrations started after the Venezuelan Supreme Court's announcement that it would strip the opposition-controlled National Assembly of its legislative powers. The court later reversed its position after domestic and international outcries about an attempted power grab. This